Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Angela Cherby from the Cannes Film Festival, here with Daniel Lesovitz, director of Port Authority.
Your film is a basic love story, like a regular love story, a boy meets girl, but it's not exactly a regular love story because it treats about genders and the kind of managing of gender issue through the nowadays society. How did you work to write a film to treat this subject, which is kind of very hot and complicated, film-wise?
Mm-hmm. So, if you mind, How did you manage to write it?
Well, I mean, how did you write it?
How did you create
a story?
Right.
Coupling love story with the gender identity issues.
I think the first question was to say, okay, 20 years from now, how are people going to view these issues? And I imagined that they'd be just sort of normalized at that point. So to start with the film, I was like, okay, what kind of film do we want to see in 10 years? And let's just write that now. Without bringing, of course, there's emphasis on these issues, and there's emphasis on gender and race and all these things, but the idea is to not make that the core, and to not make it about the experience of being trans or the experience of being with a trans girl necessarily, but about two people who are connecting, who fall in love. And in like any relationship, you know, sometimes you learn something about a person and you have that opportunity to either accept them or not, and the relationship will either find more depth or it'll decay and you'll find other partners, and just like, you know, that's just how relationships work.
Yeah, because love transcends gender.
Yeah.
This is the main issue of the
film. Of course, and race. I mean,
Your film takes place in New York. It's a New York that it doesn't seem like New York. It's like the regular big screen skyline New York.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really intense and real and believable.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the kiki word
that you
described. What did fascinate you about the balls?
I think the combination of strength and vulnerability. I think it's very vulnerable, I think, for especially a masculine presenting forms to be very feminine. It's a very vulnerable thing to do, and these kids are doing it with a kind of bravery and strength. Even like Tadiq, he's like, he'll walk through very dangerous neighborhoods dressed in dresses, and he's not afraid. So I think that's what attracted me. And then on top of that, this idea of support and community and family and having mothers and fathers and, you know, sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles, and to not, how do you say, question that, to say, no, you're my sister, you're my brother. It's like last night I'm hugging people and they're like, thank you, mommy. And it's like, why not? You know, why not? And I think that that's, I think that we would benefit from that mentality culturally.
Yeah, because it's a thing of being able to accept your own identity, even if your own identity is not exactly what you look like.
Exactly. Or what other people assume your identity
assume you
to
have
be.
To look
yeah,
like, yes.
Exactly.
And why you tie to the Film Port Authority?
Well, I mean, it's the name of the central station that he arrives to. It felt appropriate because that's where he sees her for the first time. That's where he sort of decides to go back to see her. That's, for me, Port Authority is a very, like, kind of rootless, dodgy, not very beautiful place, but it also feels like that's what the U.S. is like in general. And so I felt that name suited it. But also, if you know nothing about Port Authority, the idea of a port being like a safe harbor and people having the authority over whether or not you can enter, that for me felt like the family. You know, they're the port, but it's not that he can just go and, you know, it's not like Dances with Wolves or Avatar, these films where he can go in and just assume a kind of high status in this community. It's really he needs to ask for permission. And once he's in the community, he might not have a very high status, and that's okay with him, potentially, if they let him in, sort of thing.
When you got in touch with the Kiki communities, how did you work with them for the film? Because you took a lot from that community. How did you adapt it to the screenplay?
So there was a lot of just meeting and research, like asking questions to a lot of people, So there was that, and just trying to get, you know, in any film, you're not going to be able to talk about the range of possible experiences, but you can narrow down on something that hasn't yet been represented. So it's like, what range, what aspect of this do we want to focus in on? And it was definitely like kind of the joy and the positivity and the support that they have for each other. And so we did a lot of workshops. We did a lot of workshops with Aisha Diori, the founder of the Kiki aspect of the ball culture. So we really, you know, tried to all of the kind of the guardians who would talk to us, we talked to all of the people we met at balls that would talk to us, we talked to them, and over time we just developed relationships. But also a lot of the people I think maybe it's not something that most people know about the film, a lot of people working behind the camera are also from the community. So it's like our costume designer from the community, our production, our set dressers from the community. There was a lot of kind of like back and forth. And it didn't feel after a while it just felt like we were all kind of a group making this project together.
Yeah. Listen, how do you think, how difficult is nowadays building up a film on gender identity, because it seems to be kind of very trendy issue,
yeah,
but not as much as a commercial issue as probably big investors would love to.
Right.
So how was the process for you to build up the film?
In terms of financial support?
In terms of financing, yeah. I mean, to be able to make it happen, which basically is crazy money to do it.
I mean, from my perspective, it came very naturally. I don't think our producers would say the same thing. I just worked on writing, and then at some point the script got into the hands of RT Features, who just decided to kind of fully finance it with the help of Martin Scorsese. So those two entities came together, and I to this day don't know why they had faith in the project. They must have read the script and understood the real work that had been done to get it to the place it was. I have no idea, but they, hopefully the world is changing, and as we become more aware of these issues, the commercial world begins to notice. So potentially that's sort of the gamble that they made. I don't know, but I'm grateful to get to do the work. So for me, that's, you know.
And are you working on any other new project after this one?
Yeah, for sure. But I can't. Too early to talk about.
Thanks a lot. Daniel Lesovitz, director of Port Authority. I'm Angela Cherby from the Cannes Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.